we're doing the Avat Chesed. We'll get to that soon. We're learning the 12th chapter in the second section of the Avat Chesed. And Chafetz Chaim had been describing the importance of Chesed throughout the period of the Temple as well, as a way of emulating God, as a way of connecting to God, as a way of attaining atonement. That is the concept that we find in numerous places in our sages' works, that they tell us, Ha'osek b'Torah u'gmilut chasadim. The Torah describes a pious person, the Torah describes a person who deals in Torah and acts of kindness. The Torah doesn't describe it as one who learned Torah and did kindness, but rather one who is osek, who is consistently dealing in Torah. You notice that's the blessing we make every morning. La'asok b'divrei Torah, to deal in Torah. It's not a matter of how much do I have under my belt. I finish Shas, okay, whoop-de-doo. Okay, it's a nice thing, it's a good accomplishment. I finished the Torah, I finished the Shulchan Aruch. No, that's not what it's all about. We do have to accomplish, but our mitzvah is to be osek b'divrei Torah, to deal in the words of Torah, and deal in chesed. This teaches us that a person should be consistently found in the words of Torah. You go on a bus, have a nice sefer with you. Doesn't mean every time you travel on a bus you have to learn. Sometimes you need to take a break, go for a walk. You don't have to always be learning. Sometimes you could take an MP3 and listen to a shir, sometimes not. Sometimes you could take a sefer and learn, and sometimes not. But on a steady basis, a person has to be found in his learning. That's where he's found. And a person has to have consistency in his learning. And it's like a business. You ask a guy what's doing in the stock market. If he has open deals, he knows what's doing in the stock market. He has to keep himself from checking every 5 minutes. You ask a guy who's in the exchange, he knows what happened with Greece today because he wants to know what's happening. He bought euros, he sold euros. He needs to know. Things that are important to us, we keep tabs on. A guy, today everyone has to have a BlackBerry, right? You have SMS. You have to know exactly what emails you got. We are constantly dealing with getting the information that's important to us. And so Torah, one has to be a sick. One has to be dealing with Torah to have a consistent quest for knowledge and to be constantly dealing in it. And his point is not the Torah side of it, but rather the chesed, the kindness. The Talmud describes in Baba Batra, kol haragil b'tzedakah, whoever is accustomed to doing charity will get the following blessings. And the proof to it is that the pasuk describes the mitzvah of tzedakah as a mitzvah that one has to be in constant pursuit of. The Torah, the pasuk in Mishlei describes rodef tzedakah v'chesed, he who seeks after charity and kindness. When the pasuk describes a person as one who seeks kindness, that means shirodef tamid achar midah kedushah zo. A person has to be consistently seeking this trait. It has to be a constant in his mind. How am I going to do more kindness in my life? I had an amazing thing today. The bus didn't come. So that's not too amazing. That happens. But I had to be here, right? We had meetings set up. So I took a bus that wasn't the right bus half the way. And then the second half of the way, I took a taxi. So the driver, every time we pass by a person standing on the side, stops and says, you want to ride? Where you need to go? And he told me, he said, you know, I took as my job that I have to take people for a fare. But as I'm driving with people who are paying me the fare, I can get mitzvahs. I could do kindness. I have to try and get kindness. So I stop along the way and I see who I could pick up, who I could give a ride for free. So the whole way he was stopping to see who he could pick up for free. That's this idea, to be seeking the kindness.
That's Maritov who was paying for the ride, right?
It takes 1 second. You know, you slow down, you roll down the window and you say,
But you should not be asking permission.
So he told me that once it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and he had a passenger in the car, and they were somewhere far out, and they passed by another person standing on the road, and he told the guy, come, I'll give you a ride. And the guy who was paying for the fare got really upset at him, because he said, you should have asked me. So he said, the guy's right, I should have asked him. Except for when it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I remember to ask the passenger. But usually he does ask. 2 o'clock in the morning, he wasn't so focused, but he usually asks. What's his number? So that's this idea, to be chasing after kindness. That a person is always chasing after this holy trait. And the reason we've gone to great lengths about this, says the Chafetz Chaim, I've elaborated on this because I want to rectify an error that some people think that because they did an act of kindness once in their life to someone, so for a few weeks they've done their kindness. You speak to people, that's the way people view it. You know, I did my good deed for the day. You know, just last week, someone came and asked me for help. I went out, I helped them. No, I don't have time. If you talk to people, you see that there are a lot of people who view it that way. So the Chafetz Chaim, that's why he elaborated on this point, that we have to be in constant pursuit of this mitzvah. Even when a person has strength to do other kindness, he figures, I did my good deed for the day, and that's wrong. A person has to be of the attitude that he's always in pursuit of it. The correct attitude is, any day in our life, whenever we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, to help our fellow man, we're obligated to do it. Obviously, if you could do it. Even if it comes up a few times a day, as the Chafetz Chaim described in the laws of giving loans, you could see over there in the first chapter, the seventh law. So, based on this, al pi advarim ha'ele, kshitponen adam ba'imim shavu lo mimei chayav. It's good sometimes to reflect. You stop and you think back. How long have you been living? No. Some of you are in your 20s. Some of you are in your 30s. Some of you are some more than that. So, if you reflect on the time that's passed, yimtza shirubam chasarim memidah k'toshah zo. And you're honest with yourself, you'll realize that most of the days of our lives, we've missed opportunities. We've missed opportunities to do acts of kindness. And some days we're also missing Torah. So we have to say, okay, so from now on, at least, I'll strengthen myself that every day we'll have Torah and every day we'll have kindness. A person should not have, from today onward, now that we've learned this, a person should take upon himself, he should not have a single day in his life without kindness and Torah. You remember, we learned last time, that every day that passes creates an angel, so to speak, in heaven. There's a spiritual representation for every day of our lives. And when we go up to heaven, so every day's representation comes forward and then we're judged. So every day should have some Torah and some chesed. And don't say, well, how do I do kindness on Shabbos? Because really kindness encompasses so many things other than giving monetary loans. We discussed it in the introduction that kindness encompasses many, many types of kindness. So really it has nothing to do with loans. Loans is just one type. There are many types of kindness that you could do throughout the week and throughout the Shabbat.